ברשות חברי מייצס גדולי התורה, ברשות לחושב האורך מראש ישיבה שליטה, חושב ראש ישיבה רבונים, הנהלה ואגודת ישראל, ברשות כל הכל הקודש הזה. There was once a decree in Tsarist Russia. They wanted to introduce secular subjects into the yeshivas hakdoshes, and the professed purpose was to help liberate the Bnei Torah from the chains of poverty and despair. And of course there was a vehement resistance, and the Russian Minister of Education couldn't understand. He said, "I'm not trying to prohibit the learning of Torah. I just want to help them. I want to ease their transition into the world. They should be able to earn an honest living, and they shouldn't live in the darkness." And it was an asifa of the Gedolei Hador. And they were discussing how could we ever explain to the Russian Minister of Education, how could he ever understand what's inside our soul? How could we ever explain to him what the Torah HaKadosh means to us? And one of the Gedolei Hador got up at this asifa. He said, "I want to give a suggestion. Perhaps we should take the Tefillah of Ahava Rabbah and we should translate it for him. And let him see what we pray for every day. Let him see how we say, Ahava Rabbah Avtonu, Avinu Avarachmon Amarachem Rachem Oleinu, V'sein B'libeinu Bino, L'hovenu L'haskil. How we ask, V'hor Eineinu B'soyrasecho, V'dabek Libeinu M'mitzvoysecho, V'yachid L'oveinu." Let him see, he'll understand. He'll understand what's inside the lave of Klal Yisrael. And as he was translating the words of Ahava Rabbah, many of the Gedolei Yisrael began to weep. And Rabbi Yitzchak Lapanovich stood up and he said, "Moira v'raboisai, if we were to translate the words of Ahava Rabbah to ourselves, we wouldn't have to explain it to the Tzair Yisrael, the Minister of Education, the Tsarist Russia." When there are desires against Torah, we have to first look inside ourselves. Do we have the Ahavas HaTorah? Do we have the Harocha for Torah? Because when we don't, the Gezeiris Mibachutz confront us and attack us. So the first thing we have to do, Rabbi Yisai, is we have to clarify for ourselves how precious is the Olam HaTorah to us, and especially the Olam HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. Many people have questions on the system. Is it viable? There's so much poverty, there's so much despair. We too in America, we have Kolim. We don't have tens of thousands of Kolim in Goliath. It's unprecedented in the history of Klal Yisrael. And these are questions that people ask b'tmimus, and they're entitled to rational answers and explanations. But we have to know where the starting point is. If we first feel the passionate Ahava HaTorah, if the words of Ahava Rabbah, that love for Torah and Loimdeho, pulses in our hearts, from that point onward, we could begin discussions and trying to understand. But without that basis, then we enter the mindset of the Minister of Russian Education. And that's a place where no Erlich Yid must ever, ever, ever be. Let us see what we have. What has HaKadosh Baruch Hu given us? The Gemara Masechta Tainus and Daf Chavtes tells us Tanu Rabbanon, Mishechorev Habayis Barishoino, at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Niskaptzu Kitois Kitois Shel Pirchei Kuhuno, Umafteicha Saheichol Biyadeyan. They went up and they were holding the keys to the Heichol. They went up on the roof of the Beis Hamikdash as it was burning. And they said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Hoyu V'loi Zachinu Liyois Gizborim Nemonim. Apparently we weren't faithful Gizborim. You Mafteichos Mesuros Loch. Take the keys back. The Zorkim Klape Malo, they threw the keys up to heaven. The Yotzeso Ke'en Pisas Yad, a hand came out of Shamayim, the Kibluson Mehen. The Henkoftsu V'noflu L'toychor. V'alein Koinen Yeshayo Hanovi Masage Chizoyen Maloch Eifoy Kiolis Kulech Vagagois. Moirev Raboisai. Over 65 years ago, when the fires of the raging inferno of Churban Europe finally calmed down, and our few surviving leaders, the great Rashi Yeshivas, the Rebbes, the Rabbonim, they came out dazed, bereft of everything that was precious to them. They had lost their families, their kehillas, their talmidim, their chassidim. They looked out before them and all they saw was a vast Jewish cemetery. No one would have been surprised. Had they gone and stood on top of those burning embers, and they had turned to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and they would have said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, take back the keys. No one would have blamed them, and no one would have found fault with them. They would have said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Zochinu Liyois Gizborim Nemonim. And no one would have been surprised if indeed a hand had come out of Shemayim and taken back those keys. But our Heilige Rebbes, our Yeshivas, our leaders, they didn't do that. They said, no, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we're not ready to give back the keys. They looked at the nation of orphans, of broken, haunted souls. A nation that was alone, as we read this week in the parasha about Yivoseh Yaakov Levadoi. And they said, we will rebuild. They said, we have no money, we have no resources, we have no people, but Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we have you. And they began to rebuild. And they wrought a miracle that can never, ever be explained. A miracle that continues to astound and has no rational understanding except that Netzach Yisro lo yishake and ki b'shem kodshcho nishbat lo yishalo yich b'neiro lo oylam voed. And we grew and we grew exponentially b'kamas v'eichus v'yirbu v'yatzmu mo'id mo'id. We built yeshivas, Beis Yaakovs, Mesiftas, Koilim. Took a while till we accepted the idea fully. We created Talmidei Chachomim and Mufalogim here in Europe, all over the world. But all that isn't even a drop in the ocean compared to what happened in Arzeinu HaKadosha. A paltry few hundred B'nai Torah rallied around the greatest luminaries of the generation. In an environment that was so hostile. In the days of the old Zionist guard, who looked at the Yivoseh Yaakov Levadoinik as an anachronism, who are so alone, who they would wither and die, who looked at us and said, you are irrelevant. We will show the world a new Jew. A Jew who's tanned and muscular and brazen and who can defend himself and who speaks Hebrew in the language of the Tanakh. And we are determined to show the world Achmona Litzlan Kichol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael. Those were the days when people like Abba Iban came to America with his eloquence and his articulate expression. And the New York Times came to interview his wife from the cooking section. And they asked her, "What is your favorite recipe?" And she gave them a recipe, Rachmon al-Fan, how to prepare pork. To the shock and horror of millions of goyim in New York who were appalled. In such an environment, the Loim Dei Torah, the Oiske Torah, who everybody had written off, grew and grew to such a level, to such a darga of godless batoira. Many of us don't begin to fathom what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. A few days ago I sat down, I said, I'm trying to make a list. How long would it take me to make a list of 100 Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael who every Ben Torah has heard of? I was done in about 15 minutes. Gedolei Torah you don't find in all of Chutz Laretz. And these are just from those who are known. And the thousands upon thousands of Lomdim and Bekiyim, people who've written Svarim al Kol HaTorah Kulo. And because the numbers who enter that system are so great, that's why such a door was created. And they live in a rarefied atmosphere. They're not interested in Gashmias. The Yungalites don't need cars. And the wives don't buy dresses. You see little kinder who look like they just walked out of stories from the Medrash. And the son of Bochen Eretz Yisrael told him he's living with a younger man, an elder younger man, Bechavrusa. His son is 12 years old. He already was verheard Balpeh, Bovakame, Bobamitsia, and Mesechta Shabbos. So I asked him, is he unique? Is anybody? So his whole class has already had, just on Bovakame, Bobamitsia, starting from age 11, he on his own learned Mesechta Shabbos. What kind of atmosphere? So our Mechanchim will tell you, yeah, you can't put so much pressure, and then later on they burn out. But that's not the point. The point is, what kind of atmosphere can generate that? If we decided we wanted to do it with our children, could we? After the pizza and ice cream and electronic toys and then excursions and cabin, all the gashmias that we pour into them. It's a different atmosphere, it's a different world. I tell the Balabatim in shul, next time you go to Eretz Yisrael, go into a shul and daven mincha. And daven yibesh shmein esra, imagine it's Erev Yom Kippur. When you finish, turn around and you see everybody else is still davening. This is the most exalted, purest, most learned, most altruistic, kindest, most idealistic chabura of human beings on the planet. And this shibur is being maligned and ridiculed and demonized and identified as public enemy number one. There you are, the source of all of bracha, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but in America too, in all of Chutz La'aretz. They are being delegitimized and defamed. Leboishteinu, even by those who claim connection, who call themselves religious, a prominent journalist wrote, "Acharedim are parasites. If they multiply, they will destroy the country. Hatzionit hadatit nilmad otam nilcham itam." Another noted journalist, he wrote, if Ponovich and Slabotka and Mir were to close down like Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin in Poland, I wouldn't shed one tear. Was will man nebuch von die Heilige aus Israel, die Kejiden? What have they done? That they're under siege politically, religiously, financially. Vayivosei Yaakov levadoi. And they're nebuch so alone. What can we do? Rabbeisai, lamored in plain Yiddish. The problem is money. A lot of it. I once heard from Rav Kreiswitzich and Levrocha, he once said, a problem was me ken leiste mit geld in ishka problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was magdim refuah lemake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent so much money. Bliay in Hora. So much ashiris. Ashiris that is unprecedented in all of history. Zu unsere Yidden. Hundreds of millions and billions. I hear this from Gvirim Business Life to tell me this. Now, but this terrible anias here too. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent recently enormous amounts, as the Hashiva said before. For what? Money that will never be needed, that will never be used, that will never be missed. Money that will be replenished as fast as it's spent. What is it here for? For people to have the vision to rise at this historic time and to understand the achrayus. What do we think? As the Shishita said before, Ad Mosai. Yes, there's the Yetzer Hara, it's difficult. I can't judge somebody else who has the Yetzer Hara. I once went to a big Oisha at that time. I don't know, they said he was worth $1 billion. I had it on reliable sources. And he went to him and he gave a donation of a few $1,000. Hanush Katainas, very nice, doesn't owe me anything. Then he said something very strange. He says, you know, I really would like to give you more, but this year I didn't make any money, so I'm giving from my savings. And I was thinking to myself, he's a fine yid. He's a tiny mensch. That means if I had $1 billion, I probably would talk the same way. The stuff is dangerous. It plays with your mind. It plays with your character. What does it do to children? What does it do to grandchildren? Don't we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the wherewithal? He's giving us the ability, if we would just would overcome, if we would recognize our responsibility, Rabbi Yisrael, Lama Lenin, Ashtikel Shulchan Aruch, Tzaman, know what our Chiyuvim, Shia Nisi Nosa, the Shia the Chiyuv Tzedakah, Im Yodai Maseges, if he can afford it, Kifi Tzorech Ani, Im Ein Yodai Maseges Kol Kach, then there's an Inyan of Chaymish, Men Amufche, Maise. We live in a world of Yodainu Maseges. What do we think? Look in the Ramo who teaches us how to wear tefillin, how to put on tzitz, how to keep Shabbos. Look, the Ramo, the Yitain Ha'odom El Liboy. Shehu mevakesh kol shor parnesosoy me'akodesh baruch hu. Ukimoy shehu mevakesh akodesh baruch hu yishma shavosoy, so too kenu yishma shabbos anin. Zog deramo, gam yiten el liboy. Ki hu galgal hachoyzer, the world is a galgal hachoyzer bo'olam. V'stoy fa'odom, sheyovoy hu, oy benoy, oy ben benoy lidei midazu. B'chol ha'merachem al acherim, merachmim olov. Amon shulchan aruch, Rabbi Yisrael. These are the words we live by. Ha'yivose Yaakov levadoi, so the story of Shalaisov wounded him, b'kaf yireichoi, negid anoshe. And we all know the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, b'tamchen doiraise. When there's a time of Ayivosti Yaakov Levadoi, that's when we need the help of the Tamchen Doiraiser. That's when the Yetzirah comes. So he used to come in the form of making a difficult economy, taking away the ability of the Tamchin the Arayis to live up to their responsibilities. The Rebbe Yishlam saw it's too difficult. So he's giving us the ability. But the Yetzer Hara comes and he hits the Gid Anosha. The Anosha is Miloshin to forget. He makes that Yetzer Hara so powerful and so strong, and I can't judge anybody. But this is our Achrayis. We're able to do it. We saw the pictures before. Did you see those eyes? Starving Yiddish at Kinderlach. I'm a spoiled American kid from Borough Park. I never saw a starving Jewish town in my life. Look into those eyes. Are we crazy? How are we going to go to sleep? How are we going to go from here to Malava Malkin and indulge in all the delicacies? When Yiddish and Kinderlach are looking at us, did you see those pleading eyes? Where are we? What are we waiting for? But we can't just say it's the achrayas of the Gvirim. And there are many who live up to their achrayas. We need more. This has to be a grassroots effort where every single Yid has to participate. Every single Yid has to have a chelik. And Achzok is Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and Achzok is Torah in Chutz Lorenz. There's a new innovative program. I'm sure you all heard of Adopt a Kollel. A brilliant concept where a highly efficient organization peers together kihilois with kollelim in Eretz Yisrael, with Rashi HaKollelim who can understand and connect with the people of that kihila, and they meet together. And even in America are exposed to the beauty and the purity and the Simchas HaChaim of the Eretz Yisrael Dika B'nai Torah. And everybody participates. The idea that everybody should give something, whether it's $10 or $36 or a dollar, something, every Yid should take part in this. Because we have to understand, this is not for the Yid in Eretz Yisrael, this is for us. Ha'orin noise es noisov. The Ramban, in his letters, Ramban had a son who was a tsar in Castile, in the Beis HaMalchus, and he wrote him a letter. And he writes to him, V'da, ki ein picho shelcho, your mouth is not yours, v'ein yotcho b'gvulcho, your hand is not in your control. Hakel b'yad hu elikim laslis. Ten libcho tomid, remember always, im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shov omlu boinov boy. And then the Rabban continues, but v'im Hashem yivne bayis, shov omlu hors of boy. A bayis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds. An olam ha'toyer that was built beneath him and deployed by the Yad Hashem. Shov omlu hors of boy. We don't have to worry about the toyer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will worry about it. We have to worry about ourselves. On which side we should chalila end up on the dark side of Jewish history. Don't we see the miracles? Don't we see the nisim? However you did, a wealthy balabas, Tyre Yid, very astute businessman, he's learned it all, he's been telling me for the last 20 years, he's been predicting the imminent implosion of the Olam HaTorah. It can't go on. It's not viable. It's impossible. It's going to collapse. First in America, after it was the great crash, you can see Lakewood's going to just close down. I'm telling you. It just can't go on anymore. And it's just another generation. How is this going to happen? I'm hearing this for 20 years, no? He says, look, I know I'm right, but apparently I'm wrong. Don't we see Yad Hashem? And we need to be Mekadoshim Shemayim, Rabbi Yisai. Could we imagine Chil Hashem, Cholila? The secular Jew in Eretz Yisrael would turn to us and say, for years you've been telling us that our sons have to die on the battlefield so you can learn Torah, because the Torah is so important, and now when you have to pay for it, you're not interested? We have to know, Rabbi Yisai. everything we are, our standard of learning, our dargi in Torah, our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, all comes from the inspiration that's generated by the Olam HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. If that Cholila falls, we decline generationally to a level we can never recover from. Chas v'shalom. But the most important thing is the chizuk that has to come from us. How we have to speak with one voice and tell them that we are with them. Tell these b'nei Torah, k'doyshim u'tohoyim talmidei chachomim, our brothers and sisters, who are being described in the newspapers as parasites, as sewage, as malignancies, and anybody who knows their European history knows where that terminology is being plagiarized from. And we have to tell them and tell the world, you are the crown of our nation, you are our inspiration. Your tzaddikim are our leaders. Your Torah is precious to us. Your pain is our pain. And you're not alone. But we want to be alone together with you. There are fools who go around giving seminars and speeches about how Eretz Yisrael has to adopt the American system. They have to copy us. We have to be copying them. The secularists can't even begin to understand us. We understand them. It's not very deep. Our position is truly incomprehensible. How can people who don't know what Ahava Rabba Aftonu means, how could they understand us? And because we're not understood, that's why we're so alone. And that's why we're in so much pain. Not for ourselves. We're in pain for them. So many Eden. This is their legacy. This is their heritage. This is just as much their Torah. It should be as much as ours. And they don't even know. They're fighting with their souls, with their nefesh. Nebuch, nebuch. They were given an education of emptiness, of kvir of apikursis. And they weren't told who they are. As the Rabbi Zohar once published a book entitled, Brothers, We Were Robbed. And they were educated, Nebuch, with false gods and false visions and false ideals and a false connection to Eretz Yisrael. They thought they'll stir their souls with Liot Am Chavshi Ba'artzenu. And they take the message, okay, Am Chavshi, I'll be an Am Chavshi in Los Angeles, I'll be Am Chavshi in New York. And then they come and they loathe and despise and they don't even know why, Nebuch. Our connection to Eretz Yisrael, our longing, our pining for Atzeinu HaKadosh doesn't come from a seat in the UN or from a parliament or from an air force or from an army. It comes from Moshe Rabbeinu pleading v'schanan el Hashem with 515 tefillos. Ebro no ve'era ve'eretz ha'toivo. Our connection to Eretz Yisrael, some kirot sabodecha sabonea v'afori yichoineinu. This is a connection that's eternal, that will last forever. We're connected to those Rishonim Kemalochim, and the Talmid of Hashem, and Talmid of Agro, and the Svardim who came from Arab lands on foot. Read the Hakdama to the Melech Shlomo, who described how he walked from Taimon and arrived without his family. They all died along the way. He lost mother and father and sister. He was 15 years old, all alone. And most of all, our connection to Eretz Yisroel is that we live according to the direction of the Gedolei Yisroel, who we trust to think and lead us with emes. And some people think they understand better. And what kind of system is it? Don't you see the despair and the poverty, Nebuch? As if the Gedolei Hador, who are the ones who these problems come to, and see it, and know it, and understand it. You talk to people, it sounds like you think the Gedolei Yisrael are clueless. Or maybe heartless, Rachmana Litzlan. Gedolei Hador don't look 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead. They look 100 years ahead. Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. So Rashi tells us, the Umas Lo'elam Moinin Es Yisrael. They taunted us. Why we keep a mitzvah that we don't understand? Ma tam yeshbo. So Peli, look in Parshas Veschanon. It says, Ushmartem Vasisem Ki Chochmaschem Uvinaschem Le'enei Ho'amim Ashe Yishmun Es Kol HaChukim Ho'eleh. They will hear how you keep all of the chukim. Va'omru rak am chochem v'novo in agoya agodol hazeh. Such a wise and understanding people. They keep the chukim. Zok de balaturim pora uki yoytzeben. When did that happen? When they started admiring our great wisdom. They were laughing at us for keeping pora aduma. Suddenly he chochmaschem. Rak am chochem v'novo in the mitzvah of pora. The teretz is poshet. By zoyz chukas hater, that's when the mitzvah was given. At the beginning they laughed. You're going to keep something you don't understand. This is hundreds of years later. They're already living in Eretz Yisroel. And all the Ummah saw the difference. How their children look and how our children look. How our lives look. And how they said, Gevald, Gevald, who gave them that wisdom to understand, to listen to Dvar Hashem when we didn't think it made any sense? Who gave them that emunah? Now, so many years later, we understand. We see the Chochmah. We see Rak Am Chochem V'Noven Agoy. HaGodol Hazeh. The Minister of Religion. I'm sorry. The Minister of Finance. Mr. Lapid. He says, Anachnu Mechanech Atcham Mechadash. I don't know if he'll ever hear these words. Let me tell you something, Mr. Minister. I'm in chinuch for over 18 years. Sometimes you have to be mechanuch, a child, a Talmud. It's very, very stubborn. You just can't get through to him. You decide to meet his father. You see, his father's even more stubborn than him. Then you meet his Zayda. You see, the man is absolutely impossible. Do you know how stubborn we are? Mr. Minister, there was a Halig Yid, the Baal Tzor HaChaim, Rosh Melke Selisha, the Goyin Oilam Ish Kodesh, and Ish Pele. You're an anacle of his. So am I. Your mother's grandfather, Rav Shloime Silacher, wrote a sefer on Igunis. It was a Goyin Oilam Ish Kodesh. I'm named after him. My great-great-grandfather. Why am I a religious Jew and you are not? Is it because I'm so much smarter or more pious or better than you? No. The reason is because somewhere along that chain, you had a Zayda who wasn't stubborn. You had somebody who said, I just cannot take the persecution. I can't take the oppression. I can't take it anymore. And he was lured by foreign ideals. And my Zaydas were Akshonim. And they were stubborn. And they wouldn't budge. And so were their fathers before them and before them, going back all the way. They were stubborn and stubborn. We took the gene for stubbornness all the way back to Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the creator of heaven and earth, said, Ki am kishei oirefu v'ata tichanech otanu mechadash. Do you know who you're dealing with? Do you understand? A Gius of Bnei Yeshivas Chalila. The Baltimore Yeshiva, Feldman Zazan Gesund. He spoke to 100 generals in the army. He spoke so eloquently and so beautifully. At the end, he said to them, "This is why 99% of the B'nai Torah will go to jail. They'll study in jail. They'll go into caves. They'll go into hiding like we did under the Romans and under the Greeks. And if we're not able to be mechanech our children, if we're not able to raise them as gedolei Torah, so as Rav Shachzman and Rocha said 30 years ago, mit nemen noch einmal de wande stecken und mit gehen weit." And fathers will take their children and show them the Pasuk in Chumash. They won't blame it anybody else. As the way of Erlechim, they'll blame themselves. They'll say, "Well, let's talk here. It says, 'Chem betamachem, we weren't zeich.'" But Be'ezus Hashem, it will never come to that. The Rabbi Yishleim is all helpful. We can do it, Rabbi Yisai. We have the money and we can give it. And for those who have it, won't give it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to others to give. And we need it so desperately. We need it because, Rahman al-Islam, there's such a breakdown of Kedusha here. There's so many nisyonos. We're living in an age of technology that's threatening the neshamas of our children. I heard from two mechanchim who took a poll in their class of children who have computers, of 8th graders, an anonymous poll. How many have you ever seen the word schmutz on a computer? You know what the percentage was in both polls? 100% in each one. We need so much siyata d'shmaya. We need the schus hatzdoke. We need siyem b'mishpati poder v'shaveh b'tzdoke. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, wants an Am Kodesh. If the schus of Achzokis Torah in Eretz Yisrael and all over the world will be ours, Be'ezus Hashem, we will see so much prosperity. Our ruchnius will become revived. We'll feel the shefa pouring into our system. We'll become galvanized. We'll have a sense of mission. And so I heard from a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael says that the Gezeira has caused the Bachrim to have such a sense of mission. Until then, they didn't understand why they're here. And as the Medrash says, and by Yivosei Yaakov Levadoi, says the Medrash, the Pasuk also says, V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. The two lonely ones will join together. The Vayivosei Yaakov Levadoi with the V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. And we who are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, we the v'chol ma'aminim shehu levadoi hu, and we believe he's the mamluch melochim v'loy amlucho, that I'm amlucho v'amashol l'chayo elomim. And we will be zoiche to carry the Torah towards Mashiach, to say that we were the ones who saved the Torah, we were the ones who carried it, we were the ones who were stubborn, who were akshonim. Und besimche wird man tanzen gehen gegen Mashiach Zidkeinu und man kabel sein Ponov dem Heiro bi Yomeinu Amen.